Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, not a lot to report on this week about the world of theater. It is August, after all, getting near Labor Day and end of summer. Of course, these days, well, they all seem the same, with anxiety, sadness, and uncertainty added to the mix. But there's always something newsworthy. For example, there was the announcement that Netflix will stream last season's Broadway production of Boys in the Band, starting September 30th. This Tony Award revival winner starred Matt Bomer, Zachary Quinto, and Jim Parsons. Also, Spike Lee's version of the David Byrne Broadway show American Utopia will be available on HBO October 17th. Seems there are more and more of these transferences ever since that founding father and his friends and enemies went digital. The pickings were slim, so I only watched three things this past week. And as I think back, they made for a nice trio of diverse entertainment. Two were live readings that were also reunions, and the third a delightful conversation. First up, the Jacksonian, offered by the new group. Now, this play, written by Beth Henley, features all but one of the original cast, including Ed Harris, his real-life wife, Amy Madigan, Carol Kane, and Bill Pullman. Now, I'm not a big Beth Henley fan, to be honest, but this one has done very well. A creepy mystery dealing with a murder or two in a Mississippi hotel in 1964. Yes, plenty of underlying racism of there and then. It doesn't matter what you call him, ain't nothing gonna make him white, says one character. Ed Harris in particular is always worth spending time with. I'm known as the painless dentist, he brags. I even let patients choose their own music. There's plenty of imbibing here, alcohol and all the stuff the dentists use for relieving that pain. The god of oblivion, as the increasingly stoned Ed Harris calls it. But you want to do it more than you know it's wrong. The tone here is Southern Gothic of swamps and lynchings, and if that sounds tempting, well, you'll enjoy the Jacksonian. Speaking of Southern, the other reading, also with its original cast, was The Ballad of Emmett Till, presented by the Fountain Theater in Hollywood. All these, of course, I think are still on YouTube. It features five or six actors and a real attempt at giving us scenery and sound effects. The story is leading up to the tragic murder of the 14-year-old Till, the incident in 1955, which most consider the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement. Here we see the young and excited Emmett. I just like to have a good time, he says. Maybe I'll be the first colored man to tell jokes on TV. We're entering the town of Money, Mississippi, he yells giddily upon seeing that sign. Well, that's ultimately where he met his death. This is not sophisticated theater making. It almost feels like a piece appropriate for schools. But, well, with this week's Wisconsin shooting and the subsequent protest, you can't help but feel the more things change, well, you get the idea. By the way, if you visit the Civil Rights Museum in Washington, you'll see Emmett Till's coffin, one that his mother famously kept open for his funeral and beyond. Now, my last viewing was the Atlantic Theater's regular Friday conversation. These have been excellent, pairing two artists. This week's was director John Ortiz and playwright Stephen Adley Wyrges, who have worked together over decades. And here they discuss their most recent collaboration called Halfway Bitches Go Straight to Heaven. I asked myself, what if I wrote one where the women were the alpha dogs, says Wyrges, a former Pulitzer Prize winner. They hope to get the play on the Atlantic stage when life returns. It's an interesting conversation about a longtime friendship in which they challenge each other along the way and all the happy accidents that they say have brought them where they are. This coming week, there is somewhat more action. Fringe festivals from all over are available for streaming, from Edinburgh's famous one to places like Rochester. Just Google Fringe Festivals and see what arises. You might even catch them happening live. Next, if your kids play too many video games, check out In Love and Warcraft. Yes, it's a theater piece, and it comes from, of all places, the prestigious American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. This runs from September 4th to the 12th. My favorite standby, the Theater of War, that's the social cause company that uses theater as its prism, will be offering the Oedipus Project again, but this time with a primarily British cast. The star is Damian Lewis of Billions and Homeland fame. And as a reminder, these mix 45 minutes of scenes from Greek tragedies with a talkback with healthcare workers who find eerie resonance. That one starts Wednesday, September 3rd. Speaking of good deeds, the Actors Fund has been heroic during this time. While its sponsored readings aren't official fundraisers, they do welcome donations. In fact, virtually every company does. Almost all are fighting for survival. No exaggeration. This week, the Actors Fund will be airing a recent documentary called Give My Regards to Broadway, made by Oren Jacoby. It's lively and enlightening. For a not-so-lively but lovely idea, on Sunday at 7, Broadway On Demand presents a tribute to Nick Cordero, the gifted and popular music man who lost a long and heroic battle with COVID. Another more recent death, that of Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman, is a heartbreaking loss. Now, he's known for his film work, but he began as a playwright and stage director in Brooklyn. And his next and final film is an adaptation of August Wilson's Ma Rainey Black Bottom. Finally, if you think you'll never be able to really process Shakespeare, hey, I'm with you. I have the place for us, Sheltering with Shakespeare. It's being presented through the theater for a new audience. Go on that site to sign up to watch very short little episodes starring Dakin Matthews. I did an article on Dakin not long ago, who, by the way, played the judge in To Kill a Mockingbird. He's considered the theater community's number one go-to bard scholar. He invited me at that time to a talk he gave breaking down a long Shakespearean passage. Well, it read like Greek to me, but an hour later, it kind of made sense. So, Jill, I'm signing up because if not now, when?
Yeah, exactly. And also, somehow I thought Shakespeare and Company, somehow I thought Tina Packer also did something similar. There are a couple of places that you can absolutely get your Shakespeare chops, your Shakespeare translation device, your Shakespeare babble sorted.
Absolutely. These are cute. I did two last week to start me off, and they were literally 10 minutes. They'll just take one passage and talk about what it means, how an actor might read it, how you might perceive it. And, if I'm ever going to learn Shakespeare, this might be the time.
Right, and I've got to go back years, but did you see Shakespeare in Love?
Oh, many times. I saw the movie many times.
That's what I mean. Because there was a stage. So there was, I think, in Seattle or something. They were working on it as a stage adaptation or something.
I saw it at the Ashland, Oregon.
We've been doing this too long because these are ancient memories that I'm dredging up. But the point being that it made it very accessible for people who wouldn't normally have ease with it. Romeo and Ethel, the Pirate King. That was, wasn't that Tom Stoppard?
So I was just going to say that, I trust anything Tom Stoppard does.
Exactly.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Right. I mean, his stuff is always challenging.
Right.
But the movie was wonderful, just wonderful. And the play was okay. It needed work, but okay.
But the point is the way that brain works when it comes to synthesizing something like that and then spitting it out so that it's easier for a vast majority.
A lot of these things that are done from the National Theater, they put a lot of their plays, on movie screens now in America. And those have made Shakespeare more accessible. I watched an Othello with a well-known actor who we knew in America as well as Britain, which helps maybe. But it was set in the Iraq War, of all places, but it was the exact same, they didn't change any words. But somehow, the way they delivered, it really is a lot in the delivery making it, it's like learning a language, you know, getting past just what words mean and hearing it and understanding it. I get it, even though I usually don't get it.
No, that's always magical. To a total subject change, did you, I think you talked about it a little bit, but the Romantics?
The Romantics.
Right. It's the musical, it's a live streamed quarantined musical comedy that is out. They're just doing it in different places. And I think it's going to, I just wondered if you had mentioned it, but I guess not. So I'm.
Yeah. It sounds like I did. Is that one they're doing live or is that digital?
It is, well, yes. They're, oh. Yes, exactly. They're not, they are, it's virtual, and it's five consecutive nights, and it was going to be live, but it's not. And I was just curious if you were hearing anything about it. So that's an assignment.
Yeah, that was my dinner. Do you remember who wrote it?
Off the top of my head, no, but I can work on that. I can get you that. And then the second thing is, are you noticing any stirrings? And I'll tell you what brought this on. There is a terrific ad for the state of South Dakota, which clearly wants to have more people move there. Huh. And what got me going, and you know, it's just so appealing, especially for people who've been cooped up. Yeah. Because one of the things that you rarely see on TV, and even TV, this is what I'm about to say, is sort of stupid, but it doesn't do justice to how vast this country is. You know, you just looking at those little maplets, you just have no clue. And so I wondered, have you heard any stirrings about putting some shows out on the road?
Not yet, per se. And I had done a long article on taking shows on the road, you know, national touring.
Right, because I would almost think that would be a more contained way, a more bubbled way, the way they're doing the Tour de France and the way that they're doing horse. I mean, there are things that are happening. And
there are stirrings. There are stirrings. And I'm going to follow up on this because I did read, I was talking to somebody. God, who was it who was telling me that they were working on a road company version of something? I'll track this down. Yeah, I do hear stirrings of that because, I mean, they're not going to take the cast of Hadestown and take it on the road just
no,
yet.
No, but you could certainly, I'm making this up, and I don't literally mean the Music Man, but you could take something, you'll forgive me when I say, you know, tried and true. You can take something classic, and I'm just right at this moment not thinking of what I mean, but you could put Mamma Mia on the road, for example. Sure. You could take a feel-good thing, and within the confines of, yeah, it's going to be limited, but I bet you could get some live, I'm going to use a different word, live action going. That
absolutely. No,
so
I think that will be the next phase. It's not, Broadway's not ready. People aren't, they're not ready to go sit in a big theater, obviously. But small theaters and, you know, out in other cities, look at even the fact that the American Conservatory in San Francisco, now that's, they're not taking that on the road, but if we went to San Francisco, we'd be taking, you know, we'd be going on the road. I think, you know, theaters are starting to think outside the box. You know, everything doesn't have to go to Netflix. You know, why can't we go to South Dakota? By the way, I just saw a movie that ended up in South Dakota, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, North by Northwest.
Right. Oh,
so,
no.
South Dakota, yeah. I'll look into that. I think there are some stirrings about that. Because, hey, actors want to work. You know, that's why they're doing all these live readings digitally. I don't know. Would Ed Harris and Amy Madigan go to South Dakota to do a live reading of that? I don't know. But there are plenty of good actors in South Dakota. There are actors everywhere who want to work. And I think, you know, we'll see. We have fall ahead of us, and assuming things stay as they are and don't get worse, that's a big if. then I think maybe the shows will come back, and they, whether they're on the road or on our own stages.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.